This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back with Dan Brady, who is a Republican member of the Illinois House of Representatives representing the 105th District. He's thrown his name into the hat to be Secretary of State and would like your vote. Well, I guess you can give Dan your vote as early as today. It's hard for me to believe early voting is already underway.
It is. Brian's already here, and hope you can hear me a little bit better.
That is better. Thank you for reconnecting. All right. So you were telling us why you made the decision.
Sure,
You've been in as a state rep. You've been there. You've got the veteran label there. You know your constituents. Why this jump to possibly land a statewide office?
Well, I was saying earlier, it's an office I've aspired to, Brian. It's an office that I have been recruited for. I'm not part of the slate. I'm running with my experience from county government and state government, and really my passion for serving people and wanting to streamline services in the Secretary of State's office. I've worked on a number of initiatives, from organ and tissue donation to legislation dealing with distracted driving for our teens, to defensive driving courses for our seniors and reduction of insurance, and a number of other issues that I quite frankly worked with Secretary White on. But Secretary White's not running for re-election, and so this is an opportunity on a number of fronts. From a political front, yes, it's an opportunity for a Republican, with this being the only office, constitutional office, that there's not an incumbent Democrat seeking re-election. And this office touches more lives of Illinois citizens than any other office directly in state government.
All right, let me ask you this. Outside looking in and inside looking out, there's never been a more popular statewide candidate than Jesse White, right? I mean, that guy was politically bulletproof for years, and everybody liked him. And he's a likable guy, right? But if you've been to the DMV in your hometown, you know how woefully behind everything is. And there was always this disconnect for me that he was beloved as a politician and was guaranteed to be reelected, yet no one really has a positive experience dealing with these offices. How do you connect those two things?
Well, and that's true. I mean, Secretary White is extremely popular, and of course, he's not running again, as we've said and we've discussed. But, you know, looking at the office itself and what touches people's lives most directly is that the Department of Motor Vehicles Division. But the Secretary of State's office has a wide variety of other areas. But as Secretary of State, elected, I obviously want to cut those wait times at those facilities, want to improve technology, streamline services. And I think it's really important we fully staff and cross-train those Department of Motor Vehicle employees and develop a number of more remote options that I've been talking about on the campaign trail for services and cut business filing fees. The office itself is in charge of business articles and incorporation. And just yesterday, I was up in Rockford and was touring the Rockford Auction House and learning about how far behind we are in titles and processing and what states like Florida do in e-titling to try and get things moving to the lien holders and not stymieing business here in Illinois. I also want to look at digital photo IDs when it comes to voting integrity, something that is a lot of attention grabbing right now.
Okay, and we'll get to that in just a second. Let's stick with the Department of Motor Vehicles, because that's, I think, the touch point that most people have with the office that you're seeking, right? And, you know, we've put off, I think my driver's license expired 2 years ago, literally during COVID. It's been put off. I've got a perfect driving record. I mean, really, a really good driving record. Yet they're making sure that I have to come physically take a manual test to renew my driver's license. Isn't there a better way to do this, to reward people who are not constantly in accidents or getting speeding tickets and not have this old deli style pick a number, wait in line for 35 minutes, sit down with a written test? I mean, aren't the digital opportunities there to be way more efficient?
Well, there is. There's a couple of ways in which we're talking about that. Not only are you talking about seniors and a certain age that you get to, why you have to have the renewal process every year and the test. If you have that clean record, I think that we can have a further expansion of when you would have to come back in and retest or renew. And that's something that we certainly are exploring as well. And however we can do those streamlining services in people focused, as I said, cross-training of employees, making sure that you have employees that know more than just one job in that facility. So when you come in, and whatever it is, from renewals to taking the test to whatever the case may be, you don't get told so-and-so's not here today, and I'm not sure because I don't do their jobs, you're going to have to come back. We need to avoid that. That's what creates the lines. That's what creates many of the problems. And so we're looking at a variety of things, from technology obviously, and in partnering potentially with our community colleges is an area I've been talking about, and certainly hope to have the opportunity to come in and see you face-to-face, as I like to do, too, and talk more about the campaign.
Okay, distracted driving. I was thinking about you as a guest. I was driving yesterday in a 35-mile-an-hour zone. Somebody blew by me at about 55, phone up to their face. I mean, literally 4 inches away, texting while they're driving on a four-lane 35, 25 miles over the speed limit. We all see this when we drive. People of all ages completely ignoring the law. And the percentage of accidents caused by this, I mean, there's no arguing how dangerous it is.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just recently, Illinois slipped to number 8. It was ranked number 8 as one of the worst driving states as far as distracted driving goes. And if you didn't know, just texting takes your eyes off the road for 5 seconds, they estimate, at 55 miles per hour. That's like driving the length of an entire football field with your eyes closed. Those types of things, obviously, are extremely dangerous. And how we can improve upon distracted driving not occurring in Illinois comes from education. Comes from education, not only in the schools, but independent driving schools, public and private. And also, one of the things that I passed in the legislation was defensive driving courses for seniors and be able to do that remotely. But also, that 8 hours course helps them reduce insurance premiums. And it talks about and shows distracted driving. And the other area is curriculum that I'm very, very, very much a advocate for improvement for our young drivers, especially when I say curriculum in the school, Brian, talking about groups like Street Survivals who actually have vehicles those students can be driving, their own vehicles. They come to a course and they learn how a 6,000-pound vehicle is going to react when it comes to a situation when they're in trouble versus just reading something in a textbook or being in a classroom. I think that interaction serves and would serve them well in terms of driving.
Okay, and can you give me what's the latest? I know the story this week is about Carvana and the dealer's license, and they were suspended by the Illinois Secretary of State's office or temporarily blocked. What's the latest with that story?
So, as far as I know, mine still remains blocked. What we're trying to do is learn more on that as we speak here. This morning we're due for hopefully a briefing of some kind on it to bring it up to speed. But I think it's staying focused on what the office does. The driving services, yes, as you've indicated and we've talked about, that's how people interact more than anything else. But also, let's keep in mind, the office has its own police division. The office is in charge of capital security. The office is the chief librarian. I talked about trying to have broadband services in libraries across the state, especially in the rural areas. And it registers lobbyists, amongst many other things that it does, business articles and corporations, and titles. We're behind in filing the titles for trucks, for cars, getting them to lien holders. So a lot of things that the office touches the lives of people about, from business to driving, and the list goes on. And it's an office that, as I said, being an agent for change, Secretary Wolf is very popular. But it's time that we have an agent for change who's going to be a hands-on leader in the office, trying to direct on a little over 4,000 employees in that division, in the office itself.
All right. Well, listen, Dan, it was nice getting to know you up front here. We welcome you back anytime, particularly if you're going to be in Decatur. And what's the website or the place that you would like to drive people if they want more information?
Sure. Thank you very much. That's votedanbrady.com to learn more about Dan Brady. With Secretary of State, DanBrady.com. And I wish the schedule was different, but I'm going to be in Decatur tonight at the Lincoln Day Dinner hosted by the McLean County, Macon County Republicans. And so next time we'll get in studio with you, and I sure appreciate the opportunity to at least visit by phone this morning.
All right, Dan, we appreciate it. Thank you very much, and have a great day and enjoy the dinner tonight.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit NewhoffMedia.com.